it in. Beautiful hit. 21-15 in favor of the Hornets. Balls has scored two of the last 3 points, and Lily and Tidrick will serve. River Valley trying to right the ship here as Tidrick serves. Back line, Stokes fields it. Vinny sets it up. Here's Roth taking it over. Tipped by the Hornets, and down it goes. That was going to be close, but it was tipped, and that helped River Valley get the point. That makes it 21-16. Serving is Josie Mahoney. Trying to get River Valley back in step. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Sola Ewing. There's a set, and Paul's shot blocked by River Valley and pushed out of bounds. That'll make it 22-16. Hornets by six. High school volleyball tonight on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us. Danica Pauls with the serve for the Hornets. Line drive serve fielded by River Valley. Mahoney sets it up. Shot by DeVinny over the top. Played now by Meaden. Hornets play to Karam off the net and get it over. River Valley back row. Here's Stokes, Mahoney, and now punched over that time by DeVinny. Here's a set by Cosgrove. Ewing for the kill. Down it goes. 23-16. Sole Ewing getting up and after it. And the serve for Richland Center belongs to Danica Pauls. Hornets lead by seven. Pauls with a serve. Fielded by River Valley. Pass to the left side. DeVinny knocks it over. Now Ewing. Hornets play the carom, and Meaden gets it over. Cut off by Stokes. Back to the left side. Punched over by DeVinny. Here's Ewing for the Hornets. Cosgrove, and then Weiss takes it over. Nice take there by Tafts. Back to the right side, and a shot into the net by DeVinny. And the Hornets have game point. 24-16 in the second. Pauls will serve. Hornets trying to go up 2-0 in the match. Here's the serve. Fielded now by the Hawks. Mahoney sets it up. Punched over that time by Roth. Kept live by Meaden. Left side, Pauls for the shot over the top. Now, nice dig by Stokes. Mahoney right side, and it's bumped over by the Hawks and out of bounds on hit number three. And the second one belongs to the Hornets. 25-16. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is coming up. Hornets lead 2-0. We'll be back with more Southwest Conference volleyball action in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The River Valley soccer team is playing tonight against Dodgeville Mineral Point. The next action for River Valley will be on Thursday night. They'll face Richland Center in a good showdown, which we'll have on WRCO. Richland Center won 8-0 over Mauston last night in boys soccer. Also, following the River Valley match on Thursday night, the Hornets will play at Breeze Stevens Field in Madison at 9:30 Saturday morning against Cedar Grove, Belgium, in a rare chance to play on a professional pitch. Over the weekend, the River Valley Invitational Cross Country Meet was held. Richland Center Ithaca's team finished 14th in the girls' action. They were a bit shorthanded in the boys' competition. The girls were led by Grace Fretz, who finished 37th overall. Pearl Fretz was 51st. Rachel Waterfall, Adeline Lawless, and Shanice Anderson also ran that for RCI. River Valley finished 16th as a team. Brielle Grant had their top time at 20:56. Molly Moss was 30th with a time of 21:04. Also running that night, Evelyn Tripolin, Reagan Sackett, and Lucy Spahn. For the River Valley boys cross country team, hosting their own meet in the large school division, a very tough course, River Valley's Nathan Hamilton was their top runner with a time of 21:30. Bryce Ferguson with a time of 21:30. Also running it that night for the Blackhawks, Bennett Woodhouse, Isaac Lemix, Dylan Kane, and Patrick Mark. For Richland Center Ithaca, they were 11th in the running, led by Clayton Lee with a 47th place, a time of 18:05. Ryan Stadler was 48th with 18:05. 18.06, and Kiernan Culver was 62nd with a time of 18.35. Also, Devin Woodhouse, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, and Micah Meyer ran for RCI. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. I'm Phil Nee, and the Richland Center wins the second, led by five kills and three aces from Danica Pauls, four kills from Soleil Ewing. River Valley paced by Ella Myers with five kills and a block, and Ava McDonald with an ace. Ava starts the third with a serve. Played by the Hornets, and then Ewing knuckles it over after a hit by Meaden. Here's a set to the left side, shot by the Hawks. Over, nope, played back row by Pauls. Back to the middle, Wise takes a shot, and it is long, but they're going to call River Valley for being in the net. So a point going the way of the Hornets, and they lead by a score of 1-0. So River Valley gives the serve up. Paige Stafford starting here in the third set. She is a sophomore. Here is the serve for Chloe Darling. Dug now near side by McDonald. Back to Myers, who knuckles it over. Fielded now by Pauls. Set for the right side. Ewing shot blocked. Down it goes. Ella Myers blocks it up. And it's 1-1. Ella Myers finding the range. And now the Blackhawks will bring in another player, number 12, Alexis DeVinny, coming into the back row. Mineral Point has swept Fenimore tonight, 3-0. Here's the serve by River Valley, fielded by the Hornets. Free ball over, blocked down back by Stokes, and now it's played by Meaden. Back to the Hornets' back row, driven over by Pauls. River Valley punches it over on hit number two. Here's Meaden, Huber, and Weiss miss hit, as that's four hits for the Hornets. And River Valley leads to the tune of 2-1. River Valley has not led tonight until now. 2-1. Here's the serve, fielded by Pauls. Here's the set. Huber takes it into the net. 3-1, River Valley. I'm sure Coach Jamie Johnson is telling the Hornets in this atmosphere, come out and try to keep your pedal to the metal. River Valley gets back into it. It could be a longer night. And here's the serve. Field the near side by the Hornets. Now to Ewing. Shot blocked down. River Valley strong at the net with Ella Myers blocking it. And that makes it 4-1. Hawks leading by three. Here's the serve. And this one, a let serve. Kept live by the Hornets. Punched over after a great dig there by Meaden. Darling left side. And I believe she hit the net with her shoulder. And the Hawks lead 5-1. Dodgeville and Platteville tied at one. That's a great showdown in the Southwest Conference tonight. Here's the next serve by the Blackhawks. Fielded by the Hornets. Here's Meaden. Ewing, nope, into the net. Hornets can't find the magic here in the third, and the Hawks go up by five. Alexis DeVinny will serve for River Valley. Here's her serve. Nice dig here by Meaden. Back to the right side. It's going to be played by Pauls, and Ewing gets it over. Here's the set to the middle. Myers takes it down. 7-1, River Valley. Ella Myers with the kill, and Jamie Johnson wants a timeout. Hawks start with a six-point lead in the third. Hornets have won the first two, 25-18 and 25-16. Ithaca is up on North Crawford, 2-0. As mentioned, Kickapoo leading Wazika Steuben, 1-0. Dodgeville and Platteville tied at 1. Mineral Point has swept Fenimore tonight, 3-0. A look at the Phil Nee flip phone. Y-Connect Mobile nationwide on that flip phone. And we give you the scores all the high school sport news. Hornets will spend a little bit more time in the timeout, and the Hawks come back to the floor. When you're the team that is working and everything's going well, you don't spend as much time in the timeout typically. When you're the team that's trying to right the ship, yeah, you spend a little more time. You use almost all of the time allotted. We'll begin again. River Valley's Alexis DeVinny will serve. Fires a serve now. Here's Meaden. Darling sets up Ewing, and Soleil takes it over. One-hand save by Mahoney, and then knuckle over by Stokes. Here's a set by Huber again. Ewing, shot blocked by River Valley. That one is out of bounds, and the Hornets get on the board with a 7-2 score and a side out. Lillian Tidrick returns to the lineup. She's in the front row for the Hornets. Here's the serve by Meaden. Free ball over by River Valley. Played now by Darling, Huber, and then softly over by Tidrick. Nice job. That's a senior move. It looks like you're just going to come up and you're just going to try to power that ball, and she just softly took it in. That makes it 7-3. Tidrick getting the kill for the Hornets. Here's the serve by Meaden. That's an ace, and the Hornets back on track now, and they're within 3 points. Meaden with the ace. She'll get the whistle again. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve, and it's mishandled by the Hawks in the back row. Down it goes. 7-5 the score. Meaden with two aces in a row. And the ball comes back after being retrieved. It will be Richland Center serving the ball. Carly Meaden will start. Here's her serve. Right side, dug by McDonald. Here is Mahoney, and then punched over by Stokes, and that one is going to hang out of bounds, and the Hornets are within one. It is 7-6. They're one away from tying it up here. Here's the approach and the line drive serve, fielded down by Myers. Mahoney gives it to the back row. McDonald bumps it over. The Hornets with Meaden to Darling, and then a shot by Ewing. Down it goes. Hornets ran a switch, and Ewing came in and kind of fooled him and ties it up now at 7. Timeout, River Valley. Hornets have won the first two. We're tied in the third. High school volleyball coming your way tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
Here comes the serve from Richland Center after the River Valley timeout. That's an ace. The Hawks not expecting the serve. It just kind of landed. No one played it. That makes it 8-7. And another nice serve in this comeback. Carly Meaden has been the server. She has three aces during this run, and Richland Center goes up by one. 8-7. Hornets in the third. They lead the match. 2-0. And here's Meaden with the serve. Fires it near side. Free ball over by River Valley. Played now on the near side by Pauls. The set by Darling. Knuckle over by Tidrick. Down it goes. And the Hornets lead by a score of 9-7. Lily Tidrick getting in the act there in the middle. River Valley will bring back, looks like Paige Stafford is going to check back into the lineup in the back row as the Hawks make a switch. And Carly Meaden will keep on keeping on. Hornets leading 9-7. Here's the serve. Rebound by the Hawks. Back to the Hornets. Going to be set by Ewing. Right side Huber takes a shot. Kept live now. Blocked by Myers. Pushed over by Tidrick. Now pushed back by Mahoney. The Hornets get it again. Set right side Ewing. Shot blocked by the Hawks. And out of bounds. That'll make it a 10-7. Richland Center lead by 3. Carly Meaden gets the whistle. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Stokes. Pushed to the left side and now over by Taft. No, it didn't make the net. Hits the top rung of the net and walk back on the River Valley side. The Hornets lead 11-7. They have scored 10 unanswered points in this one. Here's the serve by Meaden, fielded now by Taps, kept live by Mahoney, and now punched over that time by Bella Devinny. Here's the set right side, Ewing, down it goes. Hornets back in step, and that makes it 12-7. Soleil Ewing gets a good beat on one, got a running start, and it's 12-7. 11 straight points for Richland Center. Here's the serve, fielded now by Stafford. Ball pushed to the left side. Taft takes it over, tipped by the Hornets. Pauls, right now to Darling, and then Tidrick bumps it over. Kept live, nice save by River Valley. Pushed right back by Ewing, and now near side to Vinny. Fires it over, driven over by Stokes. Hornets try with Tidrick, softly taps it in, and River Valley is called for bumping the net on the play, and the Hornets take a 13-7 lead. Richland Center by six, and the run continues, 12 straight points. Carly Meaden will serve again. This one is going to be bumped by the Hawks, and it's going to go down as an ace as Richland Center doubles them up now, 14-7. Great run, and Meaden, hey, her arm's got to be getting tired. She has served now 13 in a row. Coming in for River Valley is Ella Hillebrand, their junior. She comes in to support the back row, and Carly Meaden will serve. The official asking Coach Hill about the rotation of the lineup, and Hillebrand is in. All right, here we go. Here's the serve by Meaden. No, net serve. That turns it back to the Blackhawks. That makes it 14-8. But a great run by the Hornets. 13 in a row to take this lead. Returning to River Valley's lineup is Izzy Roth. Roth in the front row replacing Ava McDonald. Or is she? No, I believe Ava's going out of the back row and Roth is going into the back row. Serving will be Ella Hillebrand, awaiting the call from the coaches. And Ella comes in with a line drive serve, fielded now by Meaden. Darling passes right side, taken over by Tidrick. Saved by the Hawks, pass left side, Stokes takes it over and out of bounds. Hornets get it right back on the side out, 15-8. Richland Center leading by 7 here in high school volleyball tonight. And up 2-0. Hillebrand will come out after a successful serve. It's going to be Bella Devinny returning for the Blackhawks. And serving for the Hornets will be Soleil Ewing. Soleil fires it right side, dug by Stafford and Mahoney. Right side punched by Stokes, blocked back by Tidrick. That one is tipped by Huber. Now the Hornets have to play. It's going to be set over that time by Darling. Here's the set left side for Stokes, dumps it over. Nice backup by Pauls, gets it right back from Darling. That ball is tipped by the Hawks, and it goes down on the other side. It'll be a point for the Hornets. Danica Pauls putting a charge into one. That makes it 16-8 here in the third. Hornets by 8 points. Soleil Ewing will serve for Richland Center. Fielded now back row by the Hawks. They'll set it up, and it's dumped over by Myers. Pushed now by Tidrick, right side. Huber drops it over, and that one is long and out of bounds. It missed. That'll make it 16-9. 7-point advantage for Richland Center, and Ella Myers will serve. Here comes the run-up, and Myers with the serve. Cut off by Tidrick. Pass to the right side. Paul drives it over and got it in. A wicked shot. That makes it 17-9. Danica Pauls with the kill. In for Richland Center, Ava Cosgrove. And Roth returns for the Blackhawks. Here's the serve by Cosgrove, fielded by Taps. Here's the set to the left side shot by Roth into the net. And that makes it an 18-9. Richland Center lead by 9 points here in the third. Hornets going for a sweep this evening within 7, and the Hawks trying to get something going. Here's the serve. Going to be dug here by Taps. The left side shot by River Valley is over long, they say. On a hit by Brooklyn Stokes that just missed the back line. That makes it 19-9. Into the game for the Hornets. In a moment, number 24, Taylor Hefner, will be at the front row after this River Valley timeout. 19-9 Hornets in the third on WRCO and WRCO.com.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Thanks to all of our sponsors of high school sports on WRCO. One of these same two schools on Thursday night on the soccer pitch. It's Richland Center hosting River Valley for some special occasions. I believe it's senior night at Richland Center coming up on Thursday night. Back to the action. Here's a serve by Huber. Free ball by Stokes. Back to the Hornets. Here comes the pass. Right side shot by Paul. And it's in, but I believe River Valley is in the net. And they were. Play is stopped. And the Hornets lead 20-9. Free game time Thursday night around 6:45. Tonight, River Valley tied Dodge Point in conference action. Here's the serve by Huber, fielded by River Valley. Set left side, and Stokes takes it over with a good angle. Here's Pauls getting it right back from Cosgrove, drives it in. Hornets are in step tonight. That makes it 21-9. And serving for Richland Center is Ava Cosgrove. Ava gets the whistle, and here's the serve. Fielded now by Stokes. She'll get it back. Shot is going to be tipped by the Hornets. Tidrick. Now back to the right side, Cosgrove. Lily gets it back, drives it over. Fielded now by the Hawks. Taps. Left side, Stokes. Funny angle. Can't get it past the antenna. And the Hornets lead 22-9. RC going for the sweep here tonight. 3 points away from it in the third. Ava Cosgrove gets the whistle, and here's her serve. Fielded back row there by the Hawks. They'll pass it left side. There's Roth. Down it goes. Izzy Roth has got some length as well at that net and comes in swinging. That makes it 22-10. Roth gets the kill. Brooklyn Stokes will get the whistle and the run-up. Here is the serve. That is played by the Hornets. Hefner gets the dig. Gets it right back. Shot is blocked and down. River Valley's Izzy Roth gets the block kill. That makes it 22-11. Serving for the Blackhawks, Brooklyn Stokes. Stokes with the approach. Cut off by Meaden. Now passed by Cosgrove. Near side. It's taken over by Pauls. Free ball back by River Valley. Here's Tidrick getting the set. Hawks. Oh, the Hornets, a little miscommunication. Ball drops in between them, and that'll make it a 22-12 ball game score. Hawks in the lead. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 9 o'clock. River Valley FFA will be in our morning show studios. Here's the serve. Now back to the near side. Hefner gets it down for the Hornets. Everybody getting in the act. Taylor Hefner, a junior for the Hornets, gives them a point. That makes it 23-12. Here goes the approach by Tidrick. Back row River Valley. They'll bring it to the net. Here's a shot by Roth. It is tipped by the Hornets and out of bounds. And that'll give the Hawks a point. They're within 10, 23-13. Morning show tomorrow, getting you set for the River Valley School Fair, which is coming up a week from Friday. Unbelievable. Mahoney will serve. This one dug near side by the Hornets. Meaden, a little, not a lot of elevation on it. The Hornets don't respond, and the Hawks get a point, 23-14. Mahoney will serve again. Josie with the serve. That one is a little bit long, out of bounds, and Richland Center has game point here in the third. 24-14. Serving will be number 23, Danica Pauls. Danica gets the whistle. Here's the approach, and there's a line drive serve. A let serve fielded by River Valley up on the net, blocked by Ewing, and a lift called on the Blackhawks, and that'll do it. This one belongs to the Hornets. 25-14, the final. as Richland Center gets the sweep here tonight over the host, River Valley Blackhawks. Coming up next, our post-match show sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. This is High School Sports tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the post-match show here on WRCO Radio. In the third, Richland Center led by 3 kills from Soleil Ewing, 2 kills from Danica Pauls, 4 aces from Carly Meaden. And that'll be our Duncan Rewards turning point of the match here this evening. The Hornets go on a roll, scoring 13 points in a row. They were trailing 7-1, and all of a sudden, when it all ended, they were up 14-7. And during that time, the serving of Carly Meaden, Richland Center's senior libero player, certainly made a difference, and it was a turning point in this match, not allowing the Hawks to keep that lead. River Valley hangs on and wins the third set. Who knows what happens as they get a little spark going, and they really showed some signs tonight again of being a dominant team at times, but they are a young squad and kind of showed their youth in a few moments of the match tonight. But again, a turning point, the Hornets on a 13-0 run. That's your Duncan Rewards turning point tonight. Duncan Rewards offering you rewards in the Richland Center in southwestern Wisconsin area. We'll be right back with more on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee and a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich and a side of hash browns for $6. You know Dunkin' coffee, it's always made just how you like. The bacon, egg, and cheese is the most toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in a new $6 meal deal, too. Take advantage of this offer while it lasts. Excludes espresso and cold brew beverages. Offer valid on bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches only. Excludes seasoned bacon. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions and terms apply.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Decorate for the harvest season with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Now is an especially good time with reduced prices of 40% off on a variety of fall decor and Halloween items. Exclusions apply. Need a unique gift? Our outdoor wind spinners are now 50% off. There's still plenty of time to enjoy fall decorations, so stop by and make the most of these great fall specials and a dose of decorating enthusiasm, because every day is a perfect day to stop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
Craig County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or low pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when clinicians consistently follow these guidelines. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Stroke Quality Program. It's just another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
Welcome back to the post-match show. In the match tonight, as Richland Center gets the win, 25-18, 25-16, 25-14. They're led by Soleil Ewing, their senior, with a total of 12 kills. Also a total of 8 kills and 3 aces tonight for Danica Pauls and 4 aces for Carly Meaden during that one stretch of the ball game here when the Hornets took the big jump. Ella Myers for River Valley with 13 kills on the evening. So some good play, good consistent play, and Richland Center gets over the top here in 3 tonight. And now the Filney flip phone for one last time. Ithaca gets the sweep over North Crawford, 3-0. Dodgeville is up on Platteville, 2-1. Kickapoo leading Wazika Steuben, 2-0. Lancaster, 2-1 over Prairie du Chien. Phillies top the Brewers, 3-1. Oakland tops the Cubs, 4-2 this evening as well in Major League Baseball. Our next action coming up on Thursday night, River Valley and Richland Center in soccer. We'll have the match. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock from Avitus Rip Field. And then our featured football game of the week coming up Friday night as the Ithaca Bulldogs travel to Cashton. Ithaca trying to go 5-0 on the year. Tim Feed, our engineer tonight. We appreciate him and all of our sponsors of high school activities. Once again, River Valley wins the JV match 2-1, and the varsity contest goes the way of the Hornets in 3 sets tonight, 25-18, 25-16, and 25-14. We appreciate all of our sponsors, including Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide, local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. And they provide our input on scores as well throughout the course of the night. Bill Nee wishing you the best. Thank you for joining us for high school sports on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California.
Joshua tree. This pretty girl stories and how we bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
Sunshine, it's better than moonshine. It's damn sure better. welcome day.
And hungover in a pew. Good on you.
Good on you.
She probably don't cuss and got a single tattoo. Good on you.
Good on you.
Bet she's more uptown than she is downtown. Bet you don't get loud. Bet your mom's damn proud. I was just something you had to shake loose. Good on you. I wore that dress after my bed. That you said were trashy. Good on me, they look good on me. Never liked uptown, always loved downtown. Saying that out loud's making me damn proud. You were just something I had to shake loose. Did my best. Yeah, you know that he
How do I try to ignore your fix? Ignore your fix.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
According to a recent survey, Those Were the Days is the number one favorite radio program of Barn Cats in Southwest Wisconsin.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. Saturday night will be all right. We'll be back to take your requests in the studio and ring that trivia bell as well. Between 6 and midnight, Those Were the Days, my friend, this week. Can it be permissible?
Everybody's doing a brand dance now.
You get a fast car.
We'll be flashing back to this weekend in 1988 on the big program. Saturday night, Those Were the Days, with requests and trivia, sponsored in part by Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales. Join us Saturday night for some classic rock and roll and radio mischief. We call Those Were the Days.
100.9 WRCO. Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy.
shampoo. That messed up tape deck still stuck playing that mix I made for you. Yeah, that's my strawberry wine stain, my nail polish on the tailgate. So much of me left, I bet you must get deja vu.
Take that leap of faith. show you how good it can be. I'll breathe each breath you breathe. I can pour out everything I am. Everything I am.
Richland